Keep an eye on your plumbing. Copper is in such demand that people are stealing it right out of houses. That is good news for the copper industry, but creates complications for copper miners, who met NPR's Ted Robbins in Arizona.
From an overlook above it, the Morenci open pit copper mine is mind-boggling. A canyon being carved not by erosion, but by earth movers with shovels the size of a two-car garage. Phelps Dodge, which owns the mine, says more copper comes from here than from any other mine in North America. In the last couple of years, the company has hired thousands of miners and construction workers, and Phelps Dodge spokesman Ken Vaughn says it's having a hard time hiring more.
We have more than 600 positions to fill right now, and the labor market in that part of the state, in Graham and Greenlee counties, is very tight right now.
The company is reaching out beyond southeastern Arizona to find miners to fill jobs that start at $14 an hour. But there's just not enough housing for all the new workers. Some miners are actually living in their own tents. So Phelps Dodge recently bought what's supposed to be temporary housing, 100 travel trailers. About half the trailers sit on a gravel lot in Clifton, a couple of miles below the Morenci mine. These are the kind of trailers you pull behind a pickup truck for a week at the lake. Christopher Hancock's been living in his since April. Air conditioning and fans going full blast.
Oh, it's cramped. It gets pretty stressful sometimes being so close to everybody. I've got my wife and two teenage boys living here.
Two adults and two teenagers jammed in a 30-foot trailer for 4 months? Sounds like a bad movie. Hancock's wife, Elizabeth McFate, says it feels like one.
Everybody's starting to get very frustrated and edgy and then working long hours, and they come home. They can't rest because their cooler froze up or the kids.
Plus, there's no running water. A truck comes every day to fill the trailer's tank with barely enough water for everyone to have a shower.
It's not the ideal situation.
But Phelps Dodge Ken Vaughn points out that at least the trailers are rent-free.
We're just simply trying to make as many options available to allow employees to be able to take advantage of the job opportunities that we have.
Phelps Dodge is building homes as fast as it can up the hill from Clifton in Morenci, and developers are also building in Safford, a 45-minute drive away. Families in the trailers are on waiting lists to move into permanent housing, but no one seems to know exactly when that will happen. Ted Robbins, NPR News.